Arizona law generally prohibits taking, possessing, buying, or selling wildlife except in certain circumstances. But that doesn't stop poachers from capturing and selling reptiles and other exotic animals. Russ Johnson is president of the Phoenix Herpetological Society. And Russ, how big of a problem in Arizona is reptile poaching?
It is a very rampant crime that takes place here, and it is in the millions of dollars, I'm sure, here in Arizona.
How much would a particular reptile go for on the open market?
Well, you know, things like a Gila monster, you know, for a while they were, they've come down in price on the black market or even on the legal market, which when I say legal, I put parentheses around it because who knows how it came about to being in captivity. You know, I've seen them as high as $1,200, $1,400. The ridge-nosed rattlesnake, which is a coveted rattlesnake and actually the state rattlesnake, which is a protected species, I've seen them go as high as $3,500, $3,800 a pair.
So if I'm a poacher, how do I go about trying to steal one of these things?
Well, you know, they do everything from carry backpacks and bags. They go into an area where they're known to be, or maybe they've worked with a couple of societies, got some inside information, maybe have gone out with somebody before, and then they'll go back in. Usually they'll bag them. Sometimes they'll put them in a backpack. Sometimes they'll hide them along a trail to make sure they're not being followed, and then come back and pick them up and put them in a vehicle. I've seen them be put in the false bottoms of ice chests and various other things to where they can be smuggled back to wherever they're staying before they go back out of state.
How do law enforcement folks go about trying to catch these poachers?
You know, sometimes they will follow various medias. Guys will be talking back and forth, chats, things like that. Sometimes they see the same vehicle out there and they get anonymous tips. And so they have to, even though they get these tips, they have to catch them in the act, which is a very difficult, time-consuming project. And, these guys, the Arizona Game and Fish guys, are spread thin. They bust their tail to get this done. And when they do get a case, to be quite honest with you, it's rather disappointing. The prosecutors don't do much in the way of penalizing them.
Is reptile poaching a bigger problem in Arizona than it is in other states?
You know, the western states are real big, and then some places in the southeastern United States, where the Eastern Diamondback and a few others, there's some of that. But we're out here west, we're much more apt to see it because of the number of different species we have. We have the Gila monster. These are very coveted animals, and a lot of guys just like having a rattlesnake, which is, you know, having a pet that you can't pick up but once, and then you're checking out your medical insurance. But unfortunately, because of our climate, we are very, very rich in this type of fauna.
Are there particular parts of the state that are known to be areas where poachers will try to do their thing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, out west west of town, to the Harcahelas, southern Arizona, where the ridge nose, the twin spot rattlesnake, the rock rattlesnake, they're very heavily pressed in the poaching area. But you got to remember, there's only 60-some-odd people in the law enforcement. They're spread real thin.
And across the whole state.
Across the whole state, you know. So this includes deer poaching, elk poaching, birds of prey, things like this. So these guys are spread to the max. And so this is what the frustrating part is we're a holding facility when they catch these to keep these animals alive. And we often hear what the disposition of the case is, and you shake your heads thinking, you know, that's nothing, you know, what is actually administered to the criminal party.
Obviously, poaching is illegal, but I'm curious from your perspective, from sort of an ecological point of view, what's the effect of taking these reptiles sort of out of their habitat and, you know, selling them elsewhere?
Well, it's twofold. One, the Gila monster is a very coveted and it's a state-recognized animal. It's basically considered an asset of the state, you know. Rattlesnakes, they eat a lot of rodents. And some of these ones that are heavily poached are in very small areas. And as you deplete that stock, basically you have a chance of making these things, having a dynamic impact on their population. So should some kind of malady or natural disaster such as fire comes through, you're taking a situation where you're risking that population of even existing anymore. If this was Bambi or something else like this, there would be a public outcry that would be unsurmountable. But because it's a reptile, most people just shrug their shoulders at it.
Russ Johnson is president of the Phoenix Herpetological Society. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office tells us they've only received two submittals for prosecution in the past 12 months under the part of state law dealing with game and fish violations. MCAO spokesperson Amanda Jacinto says the office generally doesn't get a lot of cases, and those it does get are most often misdemeanors. That's the charge for someone caught illegally taking reptiles from wildlife. She says if prosecutors can prove a poacher is trying to sell the reptile, that becomes a felony.
Proving possession for the most part for our prosecutors is pretty easy. Most of the time we have game and fish agents that are out there and able to verify that these people were in possession of these animals illegally. The hardest thing, of course, again, that burden of proof is trying to figure out where they actually obtained them and trying to prove whether or not they were trying to sell those animals as well, because it is such an underground community.
And Jacinto says the punishments don't always seem like big deterrents to poachers.
In a lot of cases, they would rather go in there and plead to the Class 2 felony and accept the fines and charges of that, knowing that they can turn around, perhaps do it again, and make more profit out of this illegal activity.
Jacinto says most of these cases come from game and fish agents like Tyler Van Vliet. He's law enforcement program manager with Arizona Game and Fish. And Tyler, how easy or difficult is it to catch poachers?
It can be difficult. There's a lot of different techniques. We pretty much use everything, every way that we know how to try to catch people, but it can be very difficult, and that just depends on the circumstances at hand.
What are some of the ways that you're able to try to track these people down and ultimately catch them? Because my understanding is you have to actually catch them doing it, right?
Correct. Not necessarily when they're in the field collecting reptiles, but, there's a lot of different ways that we try to catch people. I think the greatest tool that we have as an agency is using members of the public. They're kind of our eyes and ears for the department. We're fairly limited in how many officers we have in the field at any given time. We have about 80 officers or so. And so members of the public, they generally find out about violations before some of our officers do, and we get a lot of information secondhand. We probably find out, the majority of our reptile violations through the public.
How quickly do you find that poachers sort of catch on to what it is that your officers are doing and adapt their methods to try to evade them?
You know, certainly you have the seasoned people that have been through the system or been, written citations or been violated before. There's also the first-timer that may not be quite as wise and might boast about some things that they've been doing illegally to friends or putting them in places where the public has view of that, and that we get a lot of information that way. So it varies depending on the person's experience, I guess.
Do you think that there would be more people caught if you had more people out in the field doing this sort of thing, or do you think where you're at staff-wise is right about where you should be?
You know, it's hard to say. Arizona is a big state, and we are pretty limited on officers that we have out in the field. Obviously, we could always use more presence, have more of a presence out in the field. But a lot of the information, like I said, we get from online tips and from members of the public. They're out in the field a lot more than we can be. You know, our officers, they are highly trained. We try to use them as effectively as possible. We have a couple of things going for us with reptile collectors. One would be just the short collection windows in the state of Arizona. There's usually two primary seasons when people are out collecting reptiles, and we try to focus on those types of seasons and to target known collecting areas where people are going out and where we also have sensitive species populations.
Tyler Van Vliet is the law enforcement program manager with Arizona Game and Fish.